Welcome to The Big Why, a series from Montana Public Radio where we find out what we can discover together. I'm your host, Austin Amestoy. This is a show about listener-powered reporting. We'll answer questions, large or small, about anything under the big sky. By Montanans, for Montana, this is The Big Why. This time around, we're unpacking an answer to a tricky education question. Joining me on this episode is MTPR producer Nick Mott. Good to have you here, Nick.
Good to be here, Austin.
Today's question comes to us from graduate student Jordan Straub.
Why is Montana ranked one of the last in the nation for teacher salary, and how might this be changing in the next legislative session?
Straub is 24, and she's finishing up her master's degree in education in New York.
I am from Montana. I feel very called to teach in the community that I grew up in.
She started her job hunt earlier this year.
And I was really, really discouraged.
Based on her question, I'm guessing starting salaries just weren't what she was hoping for?
That's exactly it. Straub told me wages for new public school teachers in Montana were sharply lower than what she saw listed in other states.
That's hard to think about being where I want to be and considering whether or not I will be able to make that work financially.
Nick, many others in Straub's position are asking themselves the same question, whether teaching in Montana is worth it. The State Education Department recently released some pretty striking numbers. More than 1,200 educators left the field entirely in Montana in 2022, and nearly a third of Montana teachers leave within their first year of licensure.
Wow, so it sounds like it is rough to be a teacher in Montana. Do we know why teachers are ultimately leaving their careers?
We don't really have granular data on that, Nick. I can tell you that a big reason that comes up in policy discussions about teacher retention is low pay. To fully answer Jordan's question, I figured we break it into two parts. First, we'll talk about the state of teacher pay in Montana. After that, we'll get into what lawmakers might do to boost pay going forward. How does that sound?
Love it. That sounds like a great roadmap. Straub's question says Montana is ranked as one of the last states in the nation in terms of teacher pay. Is that true?
Well, as of June 2024, the answer to that question got a lot more complicated. For many years, the only solid data on teacher pay in Montana came from the National Education Association, or NEA. That group tracks pay in all 50 states and Washington, D.C., and for several years in a row now, it's ranked Montana 51st in the nation for starting teacher wages and 42nd for average salary.
Oof, that's not great. But what's that complication?
Right, here it is. State lawmakers this year asked the Montana Department of Labor and Industry to study teacher pay, and the department presented some early results in mid-June that show wages are substantially higher than the NEA's data.
Interesting. How big is the difference?
Well, the NEA says new teachers in Montana make a little more than $34,000 on average. The state labor department's average is more than $43,000. That's a difference of nearly 10 grand. The findings drew some pretty sharp reactions from a few state lawmakers. Representative David Beatty is a Republican representing Hamilton. He's a major player in state education policy.
This notion that Montana is 51st in the nation in terms of teacher salaries is number one, incorrect, and it's harmful.
What did Beatty mean by that figure being harmful?
Well, Beatty told me that statistic is likely dissuading potential teachers from taking jobs in Montana. I should note here that the Montana Federation of Public Employees, which reports teacher pay information to the NEA, stand by that ranking and its data. Despite their differences over data, though, lawmakers, including Beatty, and education advocates are still generally in agreement. Teacher pay is too low, and the legislature needs to help give it a boost.
So almost everybody agrees there's a problem with teacher pay being really low in Montana. But what's the actual cause here?
Well, in a word,
inflation.
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 Right. Prices have been going up for almost everything in the last few years. What kind of impact is that having on teacher pay?
It's a huge impact, Nick. As prices go up, so do costs for schools. Think food, utilities, technology, and materials. The national rate of inflation went as high as 6.5% in 2022 and has stayed pretty stubbornly high. And that's a problem because
the state has not funded schools at a level that has kept up with just the basic rate of inflation.
That's Amanda Curtis. She's the president of the Montana Federation of Public Employees, the union that represents public school teachers. And Curtis isn't really stating an opinion there. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle generally agree that the state funding formula for schools fell way behind inflation in the last few years.
Well, it's the union's job to negotiate teacher pay. Did Curtis tell you how that's going?
Curtis says bargaining has been pretty difficult in recent years, largely because school budgets have been stretched to the limit. She says schools have been forced to choose between paying their basic costs and paying their teachers a higher wage. Some of the largest districts in the state, like Missoula and Helena, cut dozens of teaching positions this spring just to balance the books. And when schools cut teachers, that leaves little room for raising pay.
Why doesn't the legislature just give public schools a funding boost in that case?
You know, that question is kind of hard to answer, Nick. We quickly get into politics, which have a real tendency to cloud up the conversation around policy, you know, the actual solutions. I'm simplifying a little bit here, but current state law essentially allows school funding to grow by a maximum of 3% each year. Remember, the rate of inflation peaked at more than double that in the last few years. Representative Melissa Romano, a Democrat representing part of Helena, says there was talk when lawmakers met in 2023 about revising that cap, but it didn't go anywhere.
We tend to be reactionary instead of proactive. Everything seems to move slowly, and it's hard when schools need the money now.
But that could change next session. Romano and Beattie both told me they think boosting teacher pay will be a hot issue at the next legislature, which meets in January.
Right. That gets us to the second part of our question. What, if anything, is in the works that could boost teacher pay?
Well, I'll start by saying that we'll definitely have a clearer answer to that question in a few months. That said, I did get some clues about what we might see. Representative Beattie told me his interim budget committee is in the early stages of drafting a bill that would revise the limit on how much school budgets can grow. And that could help schools offset the rising costs we talked about earlier.
Now, is it the ultimate solution for school funding? I can't say. It might be.
But if it isn't the ultimate solution, Beattie says lawmakers will still have to take a long, hard look at the school funding formula starting next year. The Montana Constitution requires lawmakers to meet every 10 years to study the financial needs of the public school system and suggest changes to the funding formula if necessary.
That sounds really interesting for sure, but I'm still thinking about those stats you shared at the beginning about how many teachers are leaving the profession. It sounds like no matter what happens, it'll take a while for teacher pay to improve, and there are a whole lot of ifs before we actually get there. What about our question asker, Jordan Straub? How did her job hunt go?
Well, a glimmer of hope to end this story, Nick. Straub told me she eventually found a job in West Yellowstone that will allow her to be close to her family.
That outweighed that pay gap for me, but I'm a unique case, and I don't know if everyone else would necessarily make the same decision I did.
I think it's safe to say we can expect to see lawmakers put a good amount of energy toward closing that pay gap in the months and years ahead.
And I know you'll be covering those efforts for us, Austin. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Anytime, Nick. Now we want to know what makes you curious about Montana. You can submit your questions online at bigy.org. And this election year, we're especially interested in hearing your questions about the Montana candidates, campaigns, and policies at stake. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and help others find the show by sharing it and leaving us a review. Let's see what we can discover together.